It is certainly good to see each of you here today. We do appreciate our visitors, but we appreciate our local folks that are here on a regular basis. It's always good to see you at every service. In the song that we just sang, and I believe the second verse, there's a statement about Jesus. He is a kind, compassionate friend. Our lesson this morning is dealing with the subject of compassion. He is a kind, compassionate friend. Can that be said about you? That you are a kind, compassionate friend? Those of you that are here regularly will remember that for several weeks now we have been discussing the theme written in red, meaning that we are taking the main part of our lesson from that which Jesus said, that which is written in red. In fact, that which we will be observing today is either written in red or includes a few words written in black that surround the setting of that which is written in red. In the first part of the lesson, I want us to look at about 11 different passages where there is something written in red, and notice the connection to this subject of compassion. Compassion would include the idea of kindness, love, care, and concern. And I think you would agree that we need that kind of series of qualities in life in order to have the right relationships with one another in the home, in the church, and even in the community. Compassion is greatly needed in our lives. The first passage I want us to notice is in Matthew 9, beginning at verse 36, "And when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples," here's that which is written in red, "The harvest truly is plenteous, the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Here Jesus shows compassion for the lost. He said the harvest is plenteous. There are people who will listen. There are people who will respond. The problem is that we do not have the laborers. We do not have the teachers, those that will go out and teach those who are searching and seeking for truth, that which is truth, that they might know how to come to God and how to come to Christ. We have heard this passage, this part of the passage, quoted many, many times about the importance of doing mission work, the importance of being concerned about the lost. But I want you to notice the connection to the word compassion that is used in verse 6. When he saw these folks, knowing that many of them were lost, that many of them did not have a shepherd, that they had not been taught what they needed to know, the Bible says he was moved with compassion on them. He had a feeling of compassion for the lost. He cared about those who were lost. I have heard it said many times that there are two basic reasons why more people are not saved. Number one, they do not realize that they are lost. And number two, Christians do not realize that they may be lost for not taking the gospel to those that are lost. I think there's a lot of truth in that. When you and I go about our everyday activities, do we think about the people whom we meet, those with whom we are associated? That many, in some cases most, of those people are lost. They are not Christians. They have not turned to Christ. They have not obeyed Christ. And if the end of the world were to come today, according to the teachings of the Bible, they would be lost. How much concern do we have for them? How much care do we show in their direction? Most of the time, if we're not careful, we will say nothing and do nothing. I know that there's an appropriate time for everything, and I understand that we must use wisdom and good judgment in our approach to people. But do we have the concern in our hearts for the lost that we ought to have? Jesus had compassion on them, and then he began to pray that there might be something done to eliminate the problem that was there. Let's go to another passage, this time in Matthew 14. We'll see Jesus saying at verse 16, "They need not depart, give ye them to eat." And after he had been told that there were 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he said in verse 18, "Bring them hither to me." But go back with me to verse 13. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place, and when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed the sick. When Jesus saw people who were sick and hurting, he had compassion toward them. And then in the verses that we saw after that, we see another way in which he showed some compassion that we will notice later. When you see somebody who is sick, does it affect you? If you see a child that is sick and hurting, even though you do not know that child or know the circumstances, can you walk on by without having any kind of feeling of compassion whatsoever? I would suggest to you that if you can look at those who are sick and those who are hurting and not have some kind of a feeling of compassion, there's something wrong. If you go to the hospital and you see people, even people you do not know, who are sick, does it affect you? I visit the nursing homes and assisted living places quite a bit because of the number of members we have there, and in Henderson, the number of people that I know personally who are there. Sometimes when I go, I purposely walk up and down the halls in addition to going to the rooms that have the people that I know. And I do that to remind me of what life is like for many people, to remind me of what could happen to me and to those that I love. And another thing that it reminds me of that's not present with many people, it reminds me that there are places to care for people who have needs. And I recognize, as you do, that there are some of these places sometimes that do not do what we'd like for them to do. But folks, there are some many, many caring people who are there to help take care of those who have need. And I am thankful for that. I have seen so many older people in the area where I grew up be out in the country by themselves and have nobody to see that they take their medicine or nobody to see that they have something to eat, and many days nobody to even speak to them. And recognizing that, it causes me to be thankful, even with some of the problems that are there, that we have places and people where our older ones that cannot care for themselves can receive care when they do not have someone in the family that can give that care. And we need to have compassion toward people, just like Jesus did. We cannot heal the sick as he did in a miraculous way, but we may be able to help the sick and use that which can bring about healing and be involved in doing something for them. Jesus had compassion for the sick. I hope we can always have that kind of compassion. We had a bit of an indication in an earlier passage about how Jesus had compassion for those that were hungry. But let's look at another passage, this time in Matthew 15. There were thousands fed in 14 and now in 15, beginning at verse 32. Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. He noticed that they had been with him for a period of 3 days. He knew that they were hungry. And eventually, the rest of the chapter shows how he used the loaves and the fishes that were there in a miraculous way to feed them. But I want you to notice the use of the word compassion. I have compassion on the multitude. Do you have compassion on someone that's hungry? We may not see as much of that in our area as it can be seen in some parts of the world. But even if you see a presentation on television of little children that do not have enough to eat, doesn't that cause you to be concerned? I spent 3 nights with some friends of mine in Clarksville as I conducted the gospel meeting up in Kentucky last week. One of their daughters and sons-in-law adopted 2 children from Honduras back several years ago. The 2 girls are 20 and 21 now. But we were talking about the time that they adopted them. I was more closely associated with the family then and knew the details, but there were some details that I did not know. And Faye, the lady where I was staying, that's the grandmother to these 2 children now, said that when Cindy, the daughter, went down there to get them, she had to go and live there for a few weeks in order to get them and to become associated with them. She said that the one that was a little less than 2 years old had a stomach that protruded because she'd not been fed. She'd not known what it was to have food. Now, in this particular case, she has anything that she could want to eat. But can you imagine a little child, a year old or a little older? Stomach is swollen because they just haven't had the nutrients, haven't had the food that they needed. Now, if a person cannot be touched with that and concerned about that, there's something wrong. And even when it's an older person, sometimes maybe, as I mentioned, some of those that I've known that lived out by themselves and sometimes did not have the food that they needed. And there are some, though not as many in our area, that are poor to where they do not have the food that they need. I've heard discussions in the last few months about some of the decisions that are made in school systems. There was a place in Middle Tennessee where, because of funding, the school started 3 weeks late. And some of the faculty and teachers and administrators in that system knew there were children that were not having enough to eat, that were dependent upon the breakfast that they got at school, and sometimes food sent home with them. And they checked and did something about that during the time they were waiting for school. Some of you, I believe Briley mentioned to me that she's been out of school for a week. And I think the kids in our county were out last week for a week, maybe a week before last now. And again, I heard in some of these counties where that when the children are out for a week, the teachers look ahead and try to send food home with some of those children because they know they don't have the food that they need. I'm thankful that we have teachers like that that have compassion. And I hope that all of us as Christians will have that kind of compassion. Jesus was compassionate about the hungry. In the 18th chapter of Matthew, the word compassion is used twice in a rather different setting. And this has to do with finances. He tells a story about a man who couldn't pay his debts and went to the one that had loaned it to him, the one to whom he owed it. And he begged and pleaded and showed the needs that he had, and his master was compassionate and forgave his debt. And then he turned around, as you remember, and would not be compassionate to one that owed him something. Let me read 2 verses particularly, verse 27. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him his debt. then after he did not use the same kind of attitude toward his friend, verse 33, and all of this is in red, shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I have had pity?